Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Never underestimate the power of the sea, because the sea will take you down. Jacques Cousteau.
The sea, the sea, the sea. It's such a salty, magic place.
This is the world of scuba. As CJ mentioned earlier, in hour one of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's the world because of the internet. We podcast around the world now, not just broadcast here in the States, but around the world. And I feel it's my obligation to make sure we inform divers properly about these underwater alien bases that are mentioned in the Age of Disclosure, let alone the Age of Exposure, which we've made available.
Which is a different thing.
It's a different thing, probably slightly more disturbing to most. And it is streaming free, by the way. We haven't held back the release behind a paywall like they have with the Age of Exposure or Good Disclosure. Sorry, I get them mixed up sometimes. Yeah, but
it happens.
Yeah, I mean, after you see that, I mean, it has a tendency to kind of mess with you a little bit. You know, kind of like a blocking
so
of your memory.
They mentioned that these bases are in deep water, right?
Yeah, they've been hiding. You know, they say 70% of the world's oceans have been haven't been
unexamined. Course not. It's deep water.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to be near some deep water when you go to Indonesia next year.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Where are the hot spots? I mean, there's, you know, I brought it up from the idea like, hey, divers need to be aware of these aliens and look below. You don't want to accidentally be sucked into a wormhole from an alien from another planet or deep within the Marianas Trench or something. But then there's other divers, just like they love to dive with sharks and, you know, look for an adrenaline rush that they may want to go out of their way to have an encounter with an alien. I mean, Jerry has his thing with gay Bigfoot, and they say Bigfoot has some elements to the aliens. I don't know, and I'm not one to judge. I mean, you do you, Jerry. But when it comes to, you know, the preference of divers, I mean, there are some that would potentially go out of their way to have an encounter with, you know, an underwater, you know, ET, I guess.
Greg, I do have a question based on that theory.
Yeah. All right.
You supposedly, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, saw an underwater vehicle go under the bow, under the boat, right?
Right. And off the island of Saba. Yes. I saw
that
about
five years ago
or so, at least.
How do you know at that time that they didn't implant in you the urge to go to Indonesia so that they can have another rendezvous with you?
I don't know that.
Have you been playing with your mashed potatoes?
You been whacking anything?
All valid questions.
Okay. All right. I don't think you guys are taking this topic very seriously.
This could be an alien setup, Greg, and they're going to take you out because you opened the door and they weren't ready for it.
And it wasn't my back door, just for the record.
Well, we don't know that.
No, I do.
It for you.
No, it wasn't. There was no contact.
They could be from Uranus.
How do you know there was no contact? You could have lost 15, 20 minutes there. You don't even know.
No, I do. I do.
You won't have to open it, Greg.
Okay.
Just do a little hot.
All right. Look. You guys have your. You make your little jokes. You make your little humorous comments. Go ahead. Make fun at my expense. But I'm trying to get to the bottom of the point of, like, Casey, in your case, would you go out of your way if you knew there was a chance, whether it was off the coast of Saba or Indonesia or someplace, and we started finding some alien hotspots, Would you go out of your way to dive that area specifically for that purpose, for that potential encounter? Would you want to dive there?
I'm ready to go back to Bimini and dive the road to Atlantis because more of that may have been cleared off by now.
Maybe that's if they've been living on the planet for maybe there's some truth to this whole Atlantis thing. I mean, that's definitely one of the theories.
Think there's an Atlantis?
I didn't say that. I said maybe this, you know, the fact that they're saying these underwater bases are some kind of distant offshoot of the whole idea of Atlantis.
What about Alanis Morissette?
I think she sucks.
The
road to Atlantis is very strange. All those blocks fit in grooves.
Okay,
perfectly.
So what is your point? That you would like to dive, you would go out of your way to dive one of these
I'm legitimately saying that maybe when you viewed them going under the boat, they viewed you too.
Okay.
Maybe it was an alien DoorDash. Maybe they were like delivering food.
Well, yeah. They could have, and they were really fast. And it wasn't, and they weren't delivering to me because they just kept on
mooning you as you went.
Well, they know you never tip.
All right.
So.
Well, okay. Look,
suck it, loser.
Let's talk about the fact of whether you would dive that particular.
Because I don't want to get hit by something going really fast.
No. I mean, but what if
you know you can't get out of the way that fast? We can't swim that fast.
They say that the hotspots are mostly around military bases and things like
you
that.
You couldn't swim anyway. It's probably restricted.
Well, I don't know. Off the coast of San Diego, that's not far from Vinny Two Tank's, local diving area. I mean, what's the diving around San Diego? Is there some? Have you been there, Vinny? Is that Redondo?
No, I never go there.
Is that Redondo or is that too far north?
Well, that's pretty close to Long Beach, yeah.
Well, that's Long Beach, but San Diego is that?
No,
that's
San Diego is way.
That's way south, right?
It's 125 miles south.
Yeah, but is there diving off the coast of San Diego? I think
I'm sure there is. I just never done it.
Yeah, they got some wrecks and things. I remember hearing about back in the day.
Yeah, no, they have dive boats. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Why don't you go there and see if you can find us an alien? I'm giving you a mission.
Never go there.
Well, what would you, if I gave you that mission, would you choose to accept it, is my point.
He can't ride his bike that far.
Okay. I mean, would you go out of your way? I mean, they say there's a channel between California and Catalina Island that frequent.
Oh, it's really deep, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a hot spot for alien sightings.
Yes, but back in the, I had an article, I never showed it to you guys, but in that trench that they dropped. When they banned DDT, they allowed people to put it in drums and drop them in the ocean. I can't believe they did that. And they dropped them between LA and the island in that trench.
Right.
And now they're starting to break down. It's just horrific.
So aliens are pissed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. And maybe they're coming.
They DDT'd them.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
dropped it in the ocean.
Yeah. Would you go dive that area and find them for us?
Well, it's very, very deep, but I wouldn't want to go there if there's DDT containers just.
Oh, come on. You're to that age where it wouldn't matter at this point, right?
Oh, gee, thanks.
No, I kid.
And everybody tells me I look like I'm 16. Come on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you do.
It's probably because of my bathroom habits or something.
Metric? Yes, probably.
No, it's because of his bad hearing. They're telling me he looks 68.
Maybe. It could be that, too. Knew that there was a particular dive site there off of Catalina where everybody was seeing things. Would you go out of your way to dive there or would you avoid it? Or what kind of diver are you? Adrenaline alien searching junkie? Or are you like, I prefer not to be probed?
Actually, I'm not even in the slight but interested in looking for aliens underwater.
No, you're not. It wouldn't be like trying to go find a rare shark.
I have no interest.
No interest at all.
Well, I just want to have fun.
Well, who says?
I'll go.
Okay, Cock Johnson's going to step up.
Thank you.
All right. Barry raised his hand like maybe he would sacrifice himself or no?
No, I was
just
looking at
probe.
You were looking at what?
You don't have to go that far. The Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center is based in the Bahamas, but it has support operations at West Palm Beach and the Florida Keys.
Yeah.
So there are areas right off Florida's coast that are considered defensive areas.
Well, it buries the closest, and we know how he feels about probing. I mean, just ask Jerry, right? So more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.